We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top, in the middle of a Gemara, actually. Almost in the middle of a Gemara. We had, yesterday at the end of the Daf, a Braisa, that brought down a Limud. In Gaul Yigal teaches us that by Hektish, the Halacha is, you can be Goyal L'chatzom. You could, L'chatzom Akula. Why do you need a Pasuk for that? Because Be'etzem, you should learn out from Stei Achuza, that you cannot do l'chatzam. Because stay achuza, the halacha there clear is, you have to have enough money. You can't do half a gula, you have to do an entire gula. And there, stay achuza is better, it comes back to the yovel. Hektish is worse, it doesn't come back to the yovel. So if stay achuza, which you have more power to be goyalit, you can't do l'chatzam, for sure hektish not. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Stay achuza is better, because you could be goyalit miyad. I'm saying Hektish is better because you go miyad. Mashenkein stay achuz, you have to wait 2 years. Stay achuz, you have to wait 2 years to be goyled. And Hektish is better. Mar says, "What? It says better. So Hektish is better. Maybe Hektish is better. We really know by itself to do. You could do a chatzam." Mar says, "No. Bati rechayim yechiach. That there you can't do chatzam, even though there you could do miyad. That was the Bryce's kavachayim. Therefore, you need a pasuk and goyal. You goyal." Omle Rav Acha Brei the Rav of Ashi in the fourth line from the top. Ikla Mifrach, but Yikataina, no. Bati Rechayim makes sense why you lose your power. Why? Ma'ala Meicha Bayis Bati Rechayim, Ashken Hoyre Kaychel Goyal Oilam. There, you cannot be Goyal Oilam. Only the first year you can be Goyal. Toyim of Makdish by Hektish, you can be Goyal all the years until Yoival. So Yafa Kaychel Goyal Oilam. You can be Goyal Oilam means until Yoival. So don't be right about Bati Rechayim. And Lamais, at the end of the day, Stei Achuzah is better than. Not Stei Achuza. Makdish is better than Stei Achuza. Hektish is better than Stei Achuza. That should come out. Hektish is better than Stei Achuza. Why? Because Hektish, you could be Goyal right away and Loyalam. And Stei Achuza, you can't be Goyal the first 2 years. Omle Rav Acha Sabla Rav Ashi, the Mishnikla Meima, and the head, the Dino, Tesis Ma'atzad. What the Gemara means is, the Braisa means, you can learn out from a Tzara Shava, from Bati Rechaim and Stei Achuza, that you should not be Goyal L'chatzom. That's what you need a pasuk. Because you learn from both of them together that you cannot be Goyal L'chatzom. Why? Because you'll say, Moicha Estei Achuz Yechiach, Shiyofa Kaychoi L'Goyal L'Oilom, Ve'ein Loiva V'Goyal L'chatzom. You'll say that Estei Achuz Yechiach, that you see there you could be Goyal L'Oilom, Goyal all years until Yovel, but Ve'ein Loiva V'Goyal V'Goyal L'chatzom. But you'll say, Ma'al Moicha Estei Achuz, Shken Hari Kaychoi L'Goyal M'yad, that you can't do M'yad, and Hektish could, so Hektish is better. Then you'll go back the other way. With there you can be goyal miyad, and still you can't be goyal lechatzom. Because I didn't lorei zekreize at tzara shavish b'em shenegolim ve'in loyve v'goyal lechatzom. The tzara shavatin bati rechayim and stay achuz is that you cannot be goyal lechatzom. You can't be goyal lechatzom. After the oyve makdish shenegol ve'in loyve goyal lechatzom. Hektish also you can't be goyal lechatzom. What do you tell the mile of hektish? Say the mile of hektish is you can do miyad or rechayim can do miyad, and there the locha can't be goyal lechatzom. What are you tell me? Hektish I can be paid until yovel. Stay achuz, I can be goyal until yovel, and there also I can't be goyal l'chatzom. So either way you go, you can't be goyal l'chatzom. You cannot be goyal l'chatzom. So that would be the limud to hektish, and therefore you have to need a pasuk and goyal you go to say hektish, you could do it l'chatzom. Then when you makdish asad, you could do it l'chatzom, because at the end of the day, you would learn out from those two that you can be goyal l'chatzom. Omay mazot reid rav mar l'ravina iklim ifrach malat tzara shavu shem shekin hayra koychay l'goyal b'shana shniyah. If you analyze it, there is 1 year that both Stei Achuza and Bati Rechayim cannot be Goyal. That's the second year. Because a Bayis Rechayim, you only can pay to the first year, after that you can't pay it anymore. Stei Achuza, the first 2 years it cannot be Goyal, then after you could be Goyal. So the second year, Stei Achuza is not finished 2 years yet, and Bati Rechayim is after 1 year. So you can't be Goyal. And Hektish could be Goyal all years until Yovel, including the second year. So now, it's not a good limit anymore. Hektish has a mila over the other two, and therefore you wouldn't learn out that's in the Goyal L'chatzom. Toyim of Makdish, so you offer Kaychel, go over Shana Shnir. Om L'Ravinam, Shnaika L'Meima, Ever Ivri, Animka L'Chav, Yechiach. You can make another Yechiach. Ever Ivri, it's sold to a guy. Dear the Halacha is, so you offer Kaychel, go over Shana Shnir. You can be Goyal all the time, until you're able. Ve'ein loyve ve'goyal l'chatzom. And there, there's no din. There, there's no heter to be goyal l'chatzom. How do we know? We had a shaila before in the Chafam Beis, and there, Rav Sheshes was poshut that you can't do it. Just like it says nimka kul v'leches. So there, the Gemara Rav Pshitas, just like you can't sell him halfway for gneva. The same way, there's no geula l'chetzia. So therefore, that's the yechiach, and therefore, we need a pasuk and goyal you goyal by Hekdesh. So it comes out the only thing really that you could be Goel HaKatzom is if you're Makdesh a Shtei Achuzah. It's only that you're Goel HaKatzom, because they're Pasim Goel HaKatzom. But we're passing in Shtei Achuzah, the first apostle, it says a Sigur Yadai, and says you have to do a full Gula there also. It says Kadei Gulasai and a Sigur Yadai, you have to do a full thing. By Bat Yerchaim also asked the Halacha, we learn out Gula Gula. And Evadivya Nimikla Akum, also there we learn that you can't be Goel HaKatzom, like it says the Gemara before. Hekdesh, you could. If we learn from Gol Yigal. But that's you would learn out from the Ma'atzah from those. But Ma'atzah, it's Gol Yigal, double Lashon. There, you could be Goya Lichatzon by Makdesh Shtei Achuzah. That means until he sells, until the Gizbah sells someone else. When the Gizbah sells someone else, too late. It goes to the Kanam of Yevil. Any Hekdesh, what? Any Makdesh Shtei Achuzah, Goya Lichatzon, yeah. Yeah, but that's what we're talking about over here. They're talking regular Hekdesh, it's a different sugya. I don't know that sugya. We know there's a halacha of gulas krovim. Gulas krovim means that krovim could come over and say, "Here, I'm paying you for this field. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. I want to be paid, redeem it, give it back to the owner." So even though the guy says, "I don't want to sell it," that's the din. The gula works forcefully. Just like the guy sells it, can be goyled forcefully. It's a din of gula's krivim. Now, where is gula's krivim? So gula's krivim is only said in two parashas in the Torah. It's said by Eved Ivri Animka La'akum. It says there, Oy doidoy, oy ben doidoy, yigalenu, oy mesher besarim, mesfachti galenu, oy sigur yodav inigal. That's what it says by Nimka La'akum, that krivim can be goyled. It also says by Shtei Achuzah, because it says ki yomu chachicha umocha machuzah, so you vogar le akarav ilov v'gal es mem ka'achiv. So it says also there, there's a din geulas kroivim. What about bayis yerchaima? A bayis in a walled city, could kroivim be goyled or not? That's not mafurish anywhere. That's more a shayla. Hamoich a bayis but yerchaima, nigla kroivim. What's the shayla? Gulasa Shtei Achuzah gomar. Since we learn out a gilu milsa, like Tais learns gulasa, it always means. But we learn out similar to the Shtei Achuzah. Ma Shtei Achuzah in nigalas chatzom. And we learn out, that's what we learn, like we spoke out before, that it's not nigalas chatzom, learn out Shtei Achuzah. It's the same thing, nigalas chroivim. Af hai nami, ain nigalas chatzom, nigalas chroivim. Once learning out, you learn out the same thing. Just like Dira has the same din as chatzom, has the same din as chroivim also, they can be girl chroivim. By Shtei Achuzah is the first. There's two places before Shtei Achuzah and Nim Kalakum. Those two places before. So bayis yerchaim, we learn from there. Oydilma kiksev geula bechatzom duchsev. The word geulasai is said by kedei geulasai. So there, you learn out the halachas of kedei geulasai from there. But geulas krayv is a different pasuk. It's a different part of the pasuk. But oydilma kiksev geulasai bechatzom duchsev. Krayv like siv. So therefore, mehechat heisa to learn out all the halachas of Shtei Achuzah. Learning out the geula is the same way, which means it has to be full geula, not a chatzom de geula. But who said geulas krayv was learned out? Amalei answered, "Haka ain't a nigal." So here, Rav Sheshis answered that there's no geula krivim by Bati Rechaim. As I said, there's no makar. He agreed to the second side that since gulasa is only by chatzom, not by krivim, so there's no mechatesa. There should be din kulas krivim. Eisvei. Gemara has a kasha. It says in the pasuk, it's an extra pasuk. The pasuk in the middle of the parasha of Yovel says, "Bechol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu laretz." That's an extra pasuk. What's about teaching us? So the Brisa says, L'rabbis batim ve'evedivri. And we'll explain evedivri later on. But L'rabbis batim ve'evedivri. What's batim mean? My lav, bati erchaima. It means bati erchaima. And we first a pasuk, that ge'ula titnu laretz, which means that is din ge'ula scribim. That's what we've been a darshim in this pasuk. It says that is din ge'ula. And for the Gemara, loi, when it says batim, it means bati chatzer. It means houses in open cities, which has a din of Shtei Achuzah. If you look at the pasuk says, "Uvate achatzerim, houses in open places, asher ein lehem chayma, sovev al steya aretz yichashiv." It should be like steya aretz. Gula ti aloyev yevel yetzay. So it's the first pasuk that bate achatzerim have gula. So why do you need a pasuk of the extra pasuk of bechol eretz achuzasim gula titnu laretz if you already know gula by bate achatzerim? So it must be bate yichayma. No, it's no. Let's talk about bate achatzerim. Ahula kav chayva. Going to Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's a chayva of the krayvim, there's a chayiv on the krayvim to Megoyal. The Tayyim, the Braisa. It's a chayiv, there's a chayiv. The Tayyim, the Braisa. But Gol as Memka Achiv. It says in the Pasuk by Shtei Achuzah that the karav should come and be girl the Memka of his brother. Rishus. The first Tanakhama here says that's Rishus. Atayim Rishus ain't a chayiv. Maybe it's a chayiv. Tamalayim. It says in the Pasuk, Vishki lo yiloy goyal. It says in the Pasuk, Vishki lo yiloy goyal. Vishigyod, and what's the Ish goyal? Then it goes back to Yavel. So if Chiyas Adam Vishal Shailan Nigalim, does any Shal doesn't have any Nigalim? Ella, It must be Zesh Yesh Loi Vein Reis Likach Shoshus Biyadu Diver Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Shur brings a right from this pasuk that has Reshus. Because says basically Loi Goyel. What do you mean? Has a pasuk after a Goyel? Everyone has a Goyel. Everyone has relatives. So it must be that, and you'll find a relative somewhere that will have money. So what does it mean you don't have relatives? It must be there's a Reshus. That's what Rabbi Shur learns. I could tell me maybe it's a Ger. A Ger doesn't have craving. So I think Rashi answers this kashi. Look at Rashi. V'chi yeshcha odom b'Yisrael. V'chi yeshcha odom b'Yisrael. Menoit lechelek ba'aretz. Shein legoyle mezer Yaakov. Teretz is a ger. It doesn't get a chelek in the aretz. So that's why it can't be a ger. It has to be someone who gets a chelek in the aretz. It has to be someone who has a father and a grandfather who came out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, everyone has kraven. It's impossible to have a kraven. So the must be Rishos B'yadiv Rav Yeshua. Rav Eliezer argues. Rabbi Lezer Emev Egalas Mem Ka'achiv Ve Zechayva Adam Chayva El Roshus Tamalem Echol Gulat Into Titnu uses this pasuk to be Marbe Etz Chayva, and that's what we say. The Rabbi's Bata means Bati Chatzerim. Ah, you know already Gula there. Teretz says no, Tilnu Chayva. Like Kosh of Kavi Chayva. Ah, what do you do with the pasuk Ve Ishku Lo Yila Goyel? Zok Rashi he learns Pshat like this, that the loch is the closest Karav is the only one who could be Goyel. Rashi says the closest Karav. If he doesn't have money, you don't go to the next car. If he has no money, so then you can't be goyled. You don't go to the next car. So that's what it means in the pasuk when someone does not, there's no goyel. The first one has a chiyuv to do it. According to this man, the Yomar, yes. According to this man, the Yomar, Rabbi Eliezer, has a chiyuv to do it. From the extra pasuk, uvechol eretz achuzras gulam daros, has a chiyuv to do it. But if he doesn't have money, he has no money.
And the secondary
car can't do it. Yeah. So now we have his pasuk that v'chol eretz chuzras gulam daros. So Bishlam was talking about but the erechaim. We understand why I say extra whole words v'chol eretz chuzras gulam, because we're not in the parasha of but the erechaim. So you marba a different place. But if we're talking about stei achuzah mamish, just the kavah l'chayva, it's in the parasha of stei achuzah. So that you wouldn't need a whole arichas. And I'll read the taisis in a second. I'm the rabban l'rashi. I'm the rabbi l'rashi. Bishlam amandim rabbis bati erechaim. I'm the v'chol. El amandim rabbis bati chaytzerim. My b'chol. What's the b'chol? Kasha. Zog rashi. Zog taisis. My b'chol. Zog taisis. Varam taisis. Lichtoiv geula titnu l'aretz. What's the whole v'chol eretz achuzaschem? Just say geula titnu l'aretz. V'shamin on stei achuzah l'kav echayva u'bati chaytzerim echlal. You know we're talking about stei achuzah. That's in the parasha. Bishlam erechaim. We're not in the parasha. You got to say extra words. But if not, should have just said those words. I could put them. It's kasha. But it didn't slog up Rav Sheshes, who said that the loch is in and nigam. But at least it's a kasha, because it's very to say that v'chol eretz chuzras aschem is talking about the chaterim. But it's a kasha, but it's not slogged up. The Rambam actually passes like Rav Sheshes, because he holds it's not a tiyufta. Eisve abaye, not a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Matam aloyim, in the pasuk of Eved Ivri Anim Kal Akum, it says the word Yigalenu three times. Matam aloyim, Yigalenu, Yigalenu, Yigalenu. It says one time Yigalenu, it says Achre Nimkar. Geula tiloi echad me'achiv yigalenu. Then it says, "Oy doy doy ben doy de yigalenu." That's number two already. "Oy mesher besaro, oy mespachta yigalenu." It says three times yigalenu. Gimel pamul rabbis kolai geulois shenigalos k'sedizetz. Marbe, all geulos have to be like this seder. What does that mean? My love, doesn't that mean to say, "Bate ori chayma ve'ever ivri"? That's we'll see that ever even soon. My love, bate ori chayma ve'ever ivri. That halacha is that dearly have a geulos kravim as well. Remember, we have a shaila. Bate ori chayma has geulos kravim. Rav Sheshes says no. So we had a kasha from one pasuk. We got out of that one. Now we've noticed Shaila here. The Braisa says, "Rabbis all gula." So it sounds like we're going to be marbe bate erchaimim. Loi bate chaserim v'stei achuzah. We marbe bate chaserim v'stei achuzah. Frank Gemara bate chaserim v'stei achuzah behediksev. I'll stay aretz yichashu. We know clearly it's gula's craving there. And for the Gemara, could the Omer of Nachum Yitzchak somewhere else lekarav karav kaidim hachinam lekarav karav kaidim. This pasuk Yigalen was teaching us that hakarav karav kaidim is an order. There's an order. If you look at the pasuk, it says oy doy doy. Then it says oy ben doy doy. Oy mesher besari. There's an order in who does it. Because by stei achuzah, just says about goyel akrayv your love. I don't know which karav. Don't say which one's first. Therefore, it says this pasuk teach you there's an order, and from this yigalenu will teach you the other places that have a gulas krayvim also have an order. They also have an order, and therefore it doesn't mean the rabbis bought their chayma. It teaches us there's an order in the krayvim. Heiche itmad Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Where did he say his memra? Ahoda bayalu, a different shayla. Eved ivri animkal yishol nigla kreiv me nigla kreiv. What's halacha? Eved ivri animkal yishol. We said the first apostle eved ivri animkal yishol. What about eved ivri animkal yishol? It's nigla kreiv me nigla kreiv. Zok the Gemara. Liba the Rebbe lois the bayalu. According to Rebbe, is not a shayla. To Amar, it says Rebbe had said, Misha ain nigla ba'ela nigla v'sheish. We had a Gemara on that tezvav on beis. We're there. The pasuk says, "V'mloy yigal ba'ela." As the pasuk says, "Loy yigal ba'ela, V'yotzev v'shnasi yoyevel was be'ela. So Rebbe says be'ela u'nigal or nimkal akiv is only be'ela nigal v'in nigal v'sheish. And you look in the Gemara there. What's the tzad that should be nigal v'sheish v'nimkal akiv? Says the kal v'chomer ma'adoch a regular nimkal yisrael doesn't have kraven but still has sheish. Akum that has kraven sure has sheish. So what's Rebbe say clearly? There's no din kraven by He says he has a miyat. Says yigalenu lezev lelachar. He holds a miyat. So Rebbe clearly says that there is no din of geulas kroivim. So we're asking a shaila. If every nimkal yisrael has geulas kroivim, it's not according to Rebbe the shaila. Loisabalach. Amar misha nigalenu nigal sheish. Amar loy mifra. Kisabay lachaliba de rabbanon. Shaila according to rabbanon. Ma yafinan sache sache veloy darshi yigalenu. You learn out Sakha Sakha, you don't learn the miyat of Yigalenu. Idilma Yigalenu Lezev Lelachar, or you do have the miyat Lezev Lelachar. Now, who is this the Rabbanon? Who is the Rabbanon? So it's Achloikis Achroinim, who this Rabbanon is. According to, I think, the Lechem Mishnah, he learns that it's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisai Aglili, who learned different Shad and Be'ela before. They learned Be'ela is coming to Mayat something else, the Gabi Shibud, the Gabi if Kravim Goyal goes Shibud or not. So that's what we're going according to. The only problem with that, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on that, that who said basically Rabbi Kiva argue about the din of Kravim? They're not arguing Rabbi on that, they're arguing Rabbi a different thing. If there's a miyat on Sheish, that's the argument really if there's Sheish or not. That's the argument, not arguing about Gulas Kravim. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger learns like this, that the question is, what's Pshat in Rabbi? I did Sacher Sacher. So one Pshat in Rabbi is he doesn't hold a Sacher Sacher. The other Pshat in Rabbi is, because he holds a miyat Yigalenu. That's the goof for the Gemara Shaila is. A few Rabbi, it's for sure no gula's kraven. We're not sure what's pshat in Rebbe because he doesn't dash shachar chasacher or he has a miyat. Maybe pshat is he doesn't dash shachar chasacher. Then according to the rabbanon who dashes shachar chasacher, you do have gula's kraven. Or there's a miyat, and then the rabbanon would agree. So that's the marashah. Rebbe's not a shah zichron on gula's kraven. If the rabbanon to argue on Rebbe, what's pshat in Rebbe? Is it out miyat and then rabbanon would agree, or it's out he doesn't hold the shachar chasacher? Then the rabbanon who holds the shachar chasacher would have it. That's Gemara Shaila. Bottom line is Gemara Shaila is, for those that missed the Chesmon is, Lefi the Rabbanon, do you have Gula's Kraven or not?
You have a Miyat, using Sakh
Sakh,
what is the Miyat for?
If the Sakh Sakh is telling you that there is Gula's Kraven, the Miyat is saying it's not. That's what I'm saying. If you dash Sakh Sakh, you need the Miyat. If you don't dash Sakh Sakh, you don't need the Miyat. So that's it says, it's actually, that is a void in the Gemara's Lashon here. Gemara is like this. Alibu the Rabbanon, Ma'i. Yafin in Sakh Sakh, Veloy dash in Yigalanu, you don't dash in the Miyat of Yigalanu. That's the shaila for your Rabbanon. Do you have a miyat or not? That's really the shaila. Tashima. Let's start bringing Raya. We saw this brisa before, and we mentioned the word evident. We weren't sure what that was. We said, we'll speak about it. That's right here. Tashima. It says the extra pasuk, b'chol gu'ulat hitru rabbis, batim ma'evet evri. So before we had a shaila, what's batim mean? Right? I'm asking, what does batim mean there? Shaila batim yachayimah, batim chatzayim, right? Now, what does evident evri mean? What does evident evri mean? So it doesn't mean my life, but the Ari Chaima, the Eved Ivri, Nimkal Yisrael, trying to be Marba, there's a Din Gula there. And for the Gemara, Loi, Eved Ivri Nimkal Yisrael, Chavim. That's what coming to be Marba, there's a Din Gula. Freit the Gemara, Eved Chavim Nimkal Akam, Behed Iksivbe, Oidoi Doi Ben Dadi Galeno. We need a Ribui for that, from Bechol, Bechol Eretz Achuzas, Bechol Din Alar. It's the first, most of first Pesukim in the world of by Nimkal Akam. What do you need this Pesuk for? Zach the Gemara, Hu Lekav Chayva, Vefil Rabbi Yeshua, the extra words bechol eretz chuzaschem is being marba ever ivri anim kala akim lechayva and fear infri Rabbi Yeshua holds a regular geula steachuz is not a chayva. Here he agrees why shloyit mala akim he shouldn't get matuma with the akim and therefore even agrees that there's a din chayva. So we got out of that brisa. It's not a raya to ever ivri anim kala shal. Try again. Tashima ma tavolam yigalenu gimel pamim. The rabbis call gulas niggles because that is everyone else is niggle on this seder. My love bought the erchaim of every rim kolishol, and to ride every rim kolishol has gula. Loi bought the chaserim v'stei achuza. Pray to Gemara bought the chaserim v'stei achuza. Behedik sevu. It says klar. That says klar first. I stay aris to chasha. Amram Nachman Yitzchak lekariv karav kaidim. This was the karav kaidim. They will learn efam doidim and doidim lekariv karav kaidim. And if you can ask me, why are you three yigalenos here? So you look at Taisvis Ahu, Lekarv Kakarv, look at Taisvis. Vishloisha Yigalenu Asi, Chad Agufay, one says that you can be Goyal by Nimklakim. Vachad Batechaserim Steachuza teach you Karv Karv Kaidim, the Kosa of Achad Kra. Vachad the Midrash, Yigalenu Lezev Lachar to be Mayit, not Nimkal Yishol, that it doesn't have it. That's what it will come. So it come out, Lefi, the way Taisvis learns the Maskana is, that Taka, Evadivri, Nimkal Yishol, maybe there's a miyat, and the charedir, there would not be a din of nigal akrivim, but akapanim, that is all the different halachas that we learned, like avinil akrivim, and karv, and gulas akrivim.